Yeah. my. You guys know the song? Yamamai. Chaim, what's his name? Yeah. Chaim David. I actually met him in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, what?
The rooftop.
Yamamai. Very old school.
To the Vir and Tehillah, for opening up our hearts. Sometimes I don't have this feeling like, nah, let's forget the Torah, let's just sing for 45 minutes, no? Like tonight is one of those nights. I'm not going to, I want to go back to the Nigunim. That was so good. So thank you, Chaver. I think, Maisa, I don't think we've ever sang V'Hisha Amda here before. So you reminded me of a word from the Sfas Amas. Before I get there, Stewie wanted us to, Stewie wax his father's Yorta tonight. Our learning should be Lili Nishmas. Eliezer ben Rabbi Eliyahu Arye. Shmiel Tzioshe for us, for Shana for Michal Aaron, Bas Chan, so Shachar Yisrael. So Sfas Emes says on what you just said, what we just saying, V'hisha Amda Lavasinu V'lanu, Shalach HaBavara Mazal Alana L'chalatinu. In every generation, there'll be people and nations who want to wipe us off the earth. We don't need to go far and look on our phones to see. That's very true up until today, just last night. The Sfas Emes reads that very differently. He says, "V'isha amda la'avasein v'lanu." When do they rise up against us? V'isha amda la'avasein v'lanu. When we're shelo echad. When we're not echad. We're not one. When you're not one nation. You don't care about each other, and you always look for the differences. You always look for the similarity, for the things that make you different. That's when HaKadosh Baruch says, "Yeah, you can't get along. I'll send you an Iran. I'll send you a Hitler. I'll send you a pogrom." When we're matzileinu, when we're caring about each other, then Kadosh Baruch Hu will save us. So that's actually tonight's Torah. Tonight's Torah is all about achdus. Tonight's Torah is all about unity. This time of year, actually, especially with the Sar B'Tevis just yesterday, it's very, very, very connected to achdus. You know, yesterday was the Sar B'Tevis, yeah? Sar B'Tevis was the beginning of the end. It was the beginning of the surrounding of Yerushalayim, for the Beis Hamikdash, the destruction. And our holy rabbis teach us, Avudram even says, if Asar B'Tevis would fall on Shabbos, we would fast on Shabbos. That's how critical Asar B'Tevis is. We just like Asar B'Tevis, oh, okay, Asar B'Tevis, very nice. He says, if it fell on Shabbos, we'd have to keep our calendars. Our rabbis were merciful on us. They don't fall out on Shabbos. It does fall out on Friday, and when it does fall out on Friday, we actually go into Shabbos fasting. It's actually crazy. Remember like 6-7 years ago, it was like wild going into Shabbos fasting. But something much deeper to Asar B'Tevis, which I think really gets to our idea tonight. Chasam Sofer says, what's so special about Asar B'Tevis? He says that every year on Asar B'Tevis, Hashem decides, that means it was yesterday, what Tisha B'Av is going to be that year. Is Tisha B'Av going to be a sad day? In the end of July, early August? Or is it going to be a happy day? Right? So if it's the beginning of the end, that means Hashem wants to see, how are my children behaving? That doesn't mean that we can't change it. But that decision was placed yesterday. All these parshas, Vayeshev, Mikis, Vayigash, Vayachi, it's all ending off with one thing. Be together. Be one. Be united. That's why Tzarpa Tevis always goes out with this time of year. I only give you the first page, but the pasuk says when Yaakov Avinu was giving the brachas to Menashe and Ephraim, we bless our sons to be like Ephraim and Menashe. The pasuk says in pasuk Perek Memches Pasukhav, Vayivarche Vayom Ahu Lemor, and it was on that day where he said, saying Bechol Yivarech Yisrael, this is how Klai Yisrael shall bless Lemor Yisimcha Alokim Kefraim Mech Menashe. You should bless the whole church to be like Menashe and Ephraim. So I didn't do so well in YU. With my Hebrew language course. I actually took one a semester off because I think I mentioned this last week. I did so bad, I had to take a semester off. But if you look at the pasuk very clearly, it says, he wanted to bless them. This is how you shall be blessed. Becha shouldn't be becha, becha is singular. It should really be bachem. So why is it Yaakov in who said becha? So let's say that Torah outside, and I will see it inside. He said it. I never saw it for my first time. Reb Chesed Kushmir, the where Majid comes from. This is the grandfather of the Holy Divine Yisrael. So he says an amazing avort. He says at the end of the day, Yaakov Avinu was telling his grandchildren, you want to have all the brachas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You want to survive in 2020 in Tavshin Pei? Becha. Be together. Be unified. Be one. And if you're one, no one can touch you. Think about it. Avram had a Yishmael. Yitzchak and Esav. Avram had Yitzchak, Yishmael. Yishmael was causing trouble. Yitzchak had Yaakov and Esav. They were causing trouble. And Yaakov, their brothers also, they had trouble getting along. The first siblings in the entire Tanakh to mamish, where you have see something like not negative, and when it comes to interpersonal relationships, is Menashe and Ephraim. It's Pasha. Not to say that Yosef and the brothers didn't do tshuva, they did, they came back, but at the end of the day, Menashe and Ephraim, right, when this whole thing about Ephraim going in front of Menashe, I know if I give one of my daughters a dum-dum, it's like, basically like putting a nuclear bomb on the other kid. It's like, what, bro, like, where's my dum-dum? They didn't have that. It was like, when Ephraim was going in front of Menashe, I'm like, Menashe was like, felt good for his brother. And that's exactly what Yaakov does for the rest of the children. When he gives them the brachas for the Shvatim, everyone just thinks, okay, Yaakov gives bracha to Reuven, to Shimon, to Levi. No, no, no. Each one of the Shvatim were there for their brother's bracha. And they heard what their father had to say about their brother. Because Yaakov was teaching a lesson in Achdus. We'll see it right here, and then we'll see it at two psukim later. So let's look inside over here. It says the Holy Rebbe, Rabbi Chassid Kushmir. Says, at the end of the day, Yaakov was telling Menashe and Ephraim, that you want to get all the brachas in the world, it's got to come when you don't feel any jealousy, you don't feel any hatred towards your brother. You look at where the line which says, Gam. The Inei Adush, Beshvil, Mishkal, Shnei Salam, Mila, Shehosef, Yaakov, Yosef, Niskago, Adover, Beyardov, Asunim, Mitzrayim. So yeah, he gives Yosef these two gold coins. He says even further, why would Yaakov even basically incite putting Ephraim before Menashe, right? And Yosef says, Dad, all due respect, you know, Menashe is really the older one. So he gives a great mashal. Yavur al-pi mashal. Says that there's a father, sheyesh lo shnei banim, v'nosan le'echa mehem tabas zov. He gives one of them a gold watch, ayodo, l'sheni nosan tabas kesef. He gives them a silver watch, right? Az yesh l'shnei kina alecha. What happens? Gold is better than silver, I think, yeah? Mm-hmm. No, when I said my father's a jeweler, but I think I didn't go into the business because I can't deal with that stuff, but I think gold is a little better than just too much business. I'm not into that. I'm not into like the business. It's not. It wasn't. Yeah, exactly. Not my type. Not my type. But the one who had silver would be very jealous of the one who got gold. But says Rabbi Chaskov Kushman, Aval Av Sheish Bo Ben Echad. But a father who has one son, Venosin Ayado Ha'achas Tabazov, Ayado Hashenis Tabaz Kesef. He puts on one wrist, he puts a gold watch. And the other one, he puts on a gold watch, or gold or a silver ring. So one hand gold, one hand silver. At the end of the day, the other brother, it's one kid, one and one. He says, Yaakovin was doing the same thing here. When he gave Menashe, and he told Menashe, over here, let's put Ephraim before you. It wasn't two different people. It was one kid. Yaakovin was teaching his children that what happens to Ephraim and Asher, you should view as it's happening to you. You guys, we're one nation. It's not just we come from the Declaration of Independence. One nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. No, no, no. This is it. And this is why he says, Becha. Bezel v'yivarchim v'yom ahu le'mor. Becha yivarchim yisrael perish. What does it mean? Kol dem l'kol bracha. Berach ha'son le'mor becha. He says, before I give you any bracha, the biggest bracha is to be becha. What does it mean, Becha? For you, Kolomar, meaning to say, right now we get to where I got to underline and I got very excited. You see the underlines? Underlines when it's not like straight. It means I got very excited and I have time to, I just underline. I was just very excited. Kolomar, Shatiya, Achtus, Gemura, Beneim. Ache Yitzhak, Lomar, Ashneim, Hevas, Becha. The Yaakov, you know, view them as one child. Va'akakach, Yucha, Lomar, Yisimcha, Lakim, Kefran, Lachmanashach, Lot, Yeshem, Kina, Beneim. So Chashem, Yaakovina wasn't just oblivious to the fact that his own children didn't get along. He knew very well that at the end of the day, Yosef and his brothers had problems. Mm-hmm. He was telling his grandkids, I learned the hard way what happened to my own kids. I learned the hard way. Make sure Ephraim, what happens to Menashe, you're happy for Menashe. And Menashe, you're happy for Ephraim. And then I can give you all the brachas in the entire world. And this is how Shlishi ends off. with Yaakov giving this bracha to Yosef. And this, by the way, this is how we bless our sons with every Friday night. We don't bless our children to be like Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. We bless our children to be like Menashe and Ephraim. To be like Menashe and Ephraim, to care about each other. Not saying that Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov didn't have that. But in each one of their families, they had some sort of, on their level, there was something lacking. And this is something that Yaakov, you know, literally two psukim later, he's fire and brimstone. There's some Torahs that you just never forget. Rav Judah Mishal said this Torah, my Rebbe from he's the executive director of Hask. He's a very special. He lives by this Torah. Yaakov, you know, famously, in the beginning of Revi, he's about to tell his sons when Mashiach's going to come, right? Pasuk says, Mem Tesa Alf, Yikra Yaakov Abana, Vayomar Hayasu, Vagid Alchem, gather together so I can tell you, Ace Asher Yikra Eschem, Vachis Hayom, gather together so I can tell you when Mashiach's going to come. Rashi says on the spot, that time, the Shechina left him. Gemara and Pesachim. Shechina left him. So he wasn't sure. Maybe one of the kids were like a Nishmal Esav. And then when the brother saw, when the son saw that Yaakov's having this hesitation, they thought they all said Shema Yisrael and he said Baruch Shem. Okay, good. At the end of the day, the original Rebbe says a beautiful Torah on this Pasuk. He wanted to tell them the when. The when the Shechina left him. But the how got through. Let's look at the Pasuk again. Hayikra Yaakov Abanav, he calls in his sons on his deathbed. Vayomer, you don't have the pasuk in front of you, I apologize. Vayomer, and he says to them, Hey Osvu, gather together the Agid Alachem Eis Achres Hayomer. Gather together so I can tell what it's going to be. The gathering together is not just a little thing. He says, you want to know what's going to happen in the Achres Hayomer in 2020? There are going to be crazy people out there who want to wipe off Israel and wipe off America off the map. But if you stay unified, if you're Hey Osvu, if you gather together as one nation, if you gather together as Becha, as Menashe and Ephraim, be totally fine. The Shechina, the Ruach HaKodesh left them for the win. We didn't get the win. But you know what slipped through the cracks? Slipped through was the Achdus. What you said with the Heat. Right? Whenever I think about the Nigun of Vihisha Amda, you just think about the non-Jews wanting to kill us and having a Muna. The Sasem flips that whole thing on its head. When we're Shalom Echad, then Amar Alein Al Chalasino, then they could touch us. Yaakovino teaches his kids, his grandkids. And Yaakov Inu teaches his own kids on his deathbed, right? What's a deathbed? The doctor, you've been, unfortunately, in these rooms before. When it comes to these rooms, that's the most important message of the person's life. That's it. That is it. No more games. This is it.
They know.
They know, and this is the most important time of their entire lives, and this is the message that they want to give to their family, right, and to us. Yaakov Inu stresses this point. To Menashe and Ephraim, Becha Yivorech Yisrael. Be one. Menashe, what happens for Ephraim, you're happy for Ephraim. And Ephraim, you're happy for Menashe. And then you can have all the brachas in the world. That's what he tells his grandkids, and that's what he tells his own children, two psukim later, the beginning of Revi. And that's why Vayechi always comes out by a Sor B'Tivis. Sor B'Tivis was the beginning where the Sinas Chinam was mamish. It was fiery. But it's not just stam, it's not random that we read this Parsha right next to Asar B'Tivis. Our job, especially now, Galus, especially now in the time of Vayechi and going now into Parshas of Shemos, there's a lot of darkness out there. There's a lot of hatred. Our job is to spread the light, to spread the love, to spread the unity. Stand off with the Maisa. There's a great Rav who passed away, 46 years old. His name is Ramir Shapiro. He was the founder of the Daf Yomi. There's another rabbi who also passed away at 46 years old. His name was Rav Lazer Geldzahler. That name mean anything to anyone? He made me feel tall, that story. Remember the video I showed you guys?
Yeah.
So, I've gotten very, very, very much into Rav Lazer's whole entire life. He died and lived out just caring for other people. That's what he did. Every other yeshiva didn't want the kid, he brought that kid in. Around, I think 13, 14 years ago, he was on a trip to Eretz Yisrael, and the driver fell asleep at the wheel. He runs to the front of the bus, swerves the bus back in the front, on the road, and crashed into a building, I think, or whatever, and he was the only one who got hurt, and 10 months later, on Tes Kislev, he returned his neshama to his creator. I never met him before. I'm in touch with his son, I'm in touch with his wife. It's a little weird, because I've never met him before. My mom is Shreem Osman, my Rebbe. Because he lived with Avos Yisrael and he died with Avos Yisrael. Mamish. So he has a sefer on Bereishis. Bereishis is coming to an end. So every year around this time, like I get very sad because there's no Sefer Yaron on Shmos. And I called his son. His son told me a beautiful story that happened around 3 weeks ago. He said there was a neighbor by Reb Blazer. 2 weeks ago, I made a bris. Let me tell you about this little story about my father. His father passed away again 13, 14 years ago. He said he made a bris, and they named the boy Blazer. Who was the father? Who was this guy? This guy had a very interesting life. I forgot exactly his first name. You know what? He wasn't religious, then he became really Hasidish, really from, and then really Litvish, and then not from at all. This is how usually things happen. Like, they go to extremes, and slowly but surely, he made his way back. And now he's a Shomer Shabbos Jew. He married it. And he said, he got up at the bris, he said the following story. He said, if it wasn't for your father, I would not be here today. He said, every morning, your father would say good morning to me, and he would tell me the mornings that I didn't say good morning. I think maybe Zalmi, his name was. He said his day wasn't the same. His day was not the same because I didn't say good morning to him. I just didn't get to see him. You're talking about someone who taught Torah to hundreds of Jews every single day. And he made this little kid just feel so good with just a few words. Zalmi, I didn't get to see him. My day is different. And he named his son after Reb Blazer. Mm-hmm. Talking about his neighbor. 14 years later, there are Jews in Boca Raton who are learning about him because he lived and breathed and died with Avos Yisrael. He lived with this message of Yaakov Avinu, the message of Hashem, the message of just get along, just be one nation. And if you're one nation, if you're Bechal Yivarach Yisrael, then you'll be Zochet to all the brachas of the world. If you're Hayasvul V'agid Alachem Eisach Asher Achas B'Yach, if you gather together, if you're a unified nation, then you'll be Zochet to all the brachas. You should be Zochet B'Ez Hashem to take these ideas of the Sfasemes, V'Shaloachar, Rabbi Cheskel Kushmir, Bechal Yivarach Yisrael, the originator of Hayasvul, and just as much the Blazer, but the small words have big impacts in our lives, in our friends, in our family's lives. And be Zochet B'Ez Hashem. And we'll remember that right after Sar B'Tavis will be Zochet, and when we're going to be in Yerushalayim, we remember where it all started, when we learned all about Achdus in the month of Tavis B'Ez Hashem.
Last week we did a song, but we didn't do it right. So we're gonna do it right this week.
Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. It's great.